Let us move along and even forward. Well, that would be a novel concept. It's how we wrap up the Monday edition of Crunch Time. It's called the Richter Scale. It goes something like this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
We move forward on the show by moving back in sports history to talk about the weekend in the past 2 weeks.
An historic week.
Makes sense.
Incredible. The Richter Scale is where I, Nick, on Twitter at Rick Nudgers, bring up the biggest news stories from the weekend, in this case, the last 2 weeks since we've had a show, and we go over its impact. Steve and Alex do that part.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
We begin with Terrell Owens, who finally made the NFL Hall of Fame after voters held him out for being a bad teammate.
Terrell.
And in T.O. fashion, he decided not even to show up to his own induction in Canton, but he is going to spend the day celebrating with his family and friends like he would have in Canton, Ohio.
He doesn't have family or friends.
Just instead, he's going to be not doing it in Northeast Ohio. How surprising is it that T.O. won't be going to his Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
Zero.
First of all,
zero.
If you
at least a three, right?
Listen to a cell phone ad. It's called Family and Friends. He don't qualify.
No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this is stupid.
Yeah.
What?
How surprising is it? Zero. Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm not
really
surprised at all. No.
It's his last chance to draw attention to himself.
Yep.
And by the way,
but he's taking it away from himself.
Could I make a little prediction here?
No.
Oh, this will be wrong.
He starts coughing. He can't talk anymore.
He ends up showing up anyway.
Ooh.
He's going to renege on this.
This is
stupid. Cut the crap.
It really is.
Get.
See, I think, that makes sense that he would show up eventually. But
this is stupid!
They give him an unlimited amount of time to talk about himself, and he's saying, no, I'm going to be with my family and say, come on.
This is grand.
So he shows up anyways and then, like, takes his shirt off and does sit-ups again?
No, he's going to be like, somebody's going to be like, are you really? This is how you want to be remembered. Yeah. You didn't show to put your jacket on and give your speech over 2 years based on how old you are and the rest of eternity.
Yeah, he's proving everybody right. That's the problem.
Could they go back and revote now?
I know.
And
a few of them said they wanted to. Oh. Like, I never would have voted for
those
him if I knew
people.
He was going to act like
Come
this.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is brutal.
It is brutal.
What a jerk.
Zero still.
The NBA Finals went about as we expected 9 months ago when the season began. I don't know if many saw a sweep coming, but most of us had Warriors over Cavs in October. LeBron carried his team as far as he could, but when you have players that forget the score, coaches that forget to call a timeout, and then you break your hand, quote, there's not much going that's going to stop a super-duper team in the Warriors. So two-parter here. How much have the Warriors' super-duper team ruined basketball since we knew they were going to win the title in October? And how do you rate the superhuman performance by LeBron James taking a team with him, Kevin Love, and 10 nobodies to the NBA Finals?
Okay, Jarrett Smith, his brain fart led to LeBron James breaking his hand, which led to, I don't know, they were probably going to get blown out anyway.
So the first one.
What was the first one?
How much of the Warriors super team ruined basketball?
Zero.
Zero.
They're the best part of basketball.
We could have skipped the entire season. We knew this in October. They were going to win the title.
We've seen that before. Nobody was beating the Yankees in 99. The Patriots were going to win.
Yeah.
The Patriots lost.
Alabama wins a lot. You got to stay healthy. They did it. It's not. Everybody thinks it's detrimental to basketball. It's a crybaby.
And the teams they beat, Houston didn't stay healthy. Cleveland didn't stay healthy. That's why he beat them.
They navigated.
The
and they weren't always healthy.
Like, Houston had Chris Paul. They have a chance in that series.
And Curry missed time injured, too, in
the
playoffs.
Yep. So what was the other part of it?
How do you rate the superhuman performance of LeBron James taking a team of him, Kevin Love, and 10 nobodies to the NBA Finals?
He's fantastic. I say like a 9. Like,
yeah.
he carried that team through
I'm
the
there.
Season. In the playoffs, he carried them 100%.
Remember how exhausted he was after the Indy series, Game 7?
And then
they
did
looked
it again.
Vulnerable. They swept Toronto, the one seed.
He
Forget
did
it,
again. It.
That's a 9.5.
He's amazing.
That's more in Toronto, though. The Caps finally got their cup.
It's Dwayne Casey's fault.
They gentlemen swept the no good, very bad, evil Vegas Golden Knights, winning 4 straight games because becoming the second team ever to win the Stanley Cup while trailing in every series along the way. Steve, since you were going to ask, it was the 91 Penguins that were the other team. Alexander Ovechkin went from a wide-eyed rookie to a gray-haired old man in just 14 short years, and now that he's hoisted the cup, I don't think he's ever going to let go or stop drinking until next June.
He's added 15 years over the last, like, 3 days.
He's a 29-year
in
veteran.
Just vodka and beer. How happy are you for Ovi the Caps and Brad that Washington Capitals finally got their Stanley Cup?
A lot. I said all along. I officially... And by the way, those poor Vegas fans have gone through an entire season without winning a Stanley Cup, but they're one for one as far as the Campbell Conference. That's a full 10. Yeah. Love Brad. Ovi, a Hall of Famer, one of the all-time greats, got his cup. He's already out of discussion forever. So, yeah, I'm going all in. That's a 10.
It's one of the best parts about sports is streaks ending. Like, and we've gotten to see, like, three of the longest ever in sports over the last decade. Got to see the Red Sox end. We got to see the Cubs end. And now we get to see the Caps end.
Hey, by the way, everybody forgets in between there, the White Sox went. When they won in 05, that was 2000.
The Eagles as well.
1917. And
yeah, the Eagles, that's 1960. Absolutely right.
The Astros got there first.
Absolutely right. So a lot of really cool sports stuff has been happening recently, and this is absolutely one of them. And you like to see the best players in the sport get championships as well, and seeing Ovi get it is obviously very cool too.
All right, going into the future for the last one here for the Richter scale, the World Cup begins on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Russia kicks off the 2018 World Cup, taking on Saudi Arabia in Group A, and then big stars Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar, Pogba, James Rodriguez, Mo Salah, and plenty of other star-studded rosters begin their campaign for the World Cup. How excited for you on the World Cup on a scale of 10 to infinity?
Who does the U.S. play first?
Are they on there?
Where are
they? By the way, the latest Sports Illustrated says for American fans, it made its pitch who you should root for and why.
Fair enough. What do they say? Real quick.
A lot of England.
Okay.
Mexico.
Root for the country like we came from.
Tunisia. No, I'm only kidding.
Our father country.
Belgium.
Good
Belgium,
old England.
Belgium.
Wow.
That's my team.
I like their waffles.
I love the World Cup just because it's a major international event. It will cover days. Like, there'll be a good match on Tuesday out of nowhere. That's just a beautiful thing. So, yeah, I'll give my anticipation for the World Cup a 9. No problem.
I said from 10 to infinity.
I'll give it infinity.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll go.
See, Alex did thing right.
Yeah, let's do it.
I refuse to start at 10. That's too obnoxious even for you.